Well, good morning, my friends. It is your old buddy Luke Clayton, and welcome to this week's High Plains Outdoors. I sure appreciate the opportunity each week that High Plains Public Radio gives me to visit with all of you and talk about fun stuff, hunting and fishing and the outdoors in general. You know, I have an event coming up in Greenville, Texas, which is about an hour east of Dallas. And it's called the Winter Outdoor Rendezvous. I'd like to invite all of you that listen. I know most of you are up in the Panhandle or up Texas Panhandle or up in Oklahoma or Kansas. You know, not real close to here, but if you happen to be in the Dallas area, let's say, March the 6th, well, make sure and come by Greenville, Texas, just a few blocks north of downtown. It's 4 wooded acres. We have campfires and just have a big time out there. But you can learn more about this on my radio website, catfishradio.org. If you can come by, well, I promise you we'll have some seats for you around a campfire. A lot of hunting and fishing talk will be taking place. You know, the newspaper columns that I write spark a lot of my radio show talk, and such is the case this past week. I wrote an article about a hunt that was not successful. Many people would consider it not successful. A set in the cold winter woods. Sat out there about 4 hours waiting on a wild hog to show up. I was ready to make some more cured pork and maybe make some bacon out of some wild pork. But anyway, that didn't happen, but it was one of the most relaxing times that you can imagine. Just being out there in the woods by yourself where it's peaceful and quiet. So that sparked my newspaper column, which you can read here at hppr.org. High Plains Public Radio website, just go to hppr.org, click on Features, and then Outdoors with Luke, and it'll be posted here this week, the entire column. I'd like you to read it. Robert Frost has always been one of my favorite poets. I love his work. I was sitting out there in the woods, armed with my big bore air rifle, and watching the woods. Cardinals come up, about 15 cardinals come up. I was hunting over a corn feeder, and I just sitting there reminiscing, thinking, I said, well, these are the offsprings of cardinals that I've been looking at for 50 years in the winter woods. You know, be surprised how, when you have a totally relaxed brain, what kind of peaceful thoughts you can get. But this set in the woods sparked this newspaper column, and I was thinking about, you know, just how many people there are that miss the tranquility of being out there hunting. By the, you know, the very term hunting means get out and hunt for game, hopefully getting some meat for the freezer, whatever. But to me, hunting has taken on a lot more deeper meaning than just being out there hunting for meat or horns, antlers for that matter. You know, it's the time that you spend. If you really, especially in this era that we live in, if you really disconnect from the stuff that usually occupies most of our brains, the news, the pandemic, et cetera, get out in the woods by yourself sometime and just, you don't have to be hunting. You could just take a camera or you could just take some binoculars, get well concealed and just watch the winter woods. But that, the poet Robert Frost knew exactly what he was talking about when he wrote that poem about, forget the exact name of it, but something about spending time on a snowy day in the wood, winter woods. But obviously Mr. Frost has been where I have been many, many times. Just a very peaceful, tranquil place to be on a good, cold, crisp winter's day. Something that you have to pay the price. It's usually cold out there, so wrap up, bundle up. And I don't guess you really have to be in the woods. You could be on the edge of a lake or even at a park. Just get out where it is, you know, where it's tranquil and peaceful. It's time very, very well spent, I'll tell you. You know, I get quite a few emails through High Plains Public Radio. The way to contact me really is catfishradio.org, and I usually we post that on the website, and I mention it quite often. But you could go there and then you can send me an email, and I hope that you will if you have anything outdoor-related that you'd like me to share with everyone here. Folks, High Plains Outdoors is made possible by Sea Arc Boats, Air Force Air Guns, maker of the Texan, the first production big-bore air gun on the market, Smoking Tech's electric smoker, Sightmark, maker of the Wraith that I use for all of my day and night hunting, Pyramid Air, your one-stop shop for everything air gun related, Striper Express up on Lake Texoma, and Mill Creek Ranch Resort in Canton, Texas.